This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. And we're joined now by Kimberly Willis Holt. It's been a few years since she's been on the program, but National Book Award winner from Forest Hill, Louisiana, and the pride of LSU as well. And she and I were students at Louisiana State University a few years ago. And good morning to you, Kimberly Willis Holt.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, we've been talking about fraternities and sororities. As I recall, you were not a member of a sorority. Why did you choose not to be a member?
I guess it just never occurred to me, except I did like those beautiful homes on the lake.
They are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very nice. But after you left LSU, it took a few years for you to get in the writing game. And 20 years ago, Kimberly Willis Holt won the National Book Award. And that is one of the most prestigious honors in all of literature. In fact, next to the Pulitzer, probably the highest honor, or the Nobel. But it started 1998, My Louisiana Sky. And you've told this story before, but I think before we get to your current work, Kimberly, it's worth repeating that this voyage for you began in a most unusual way.
It did. I always wanted to write fiction. It was something that I wanted to do since I was 10 years old, and I just did other things instead. And really, I can remember the day I wanted to major in broadcast journalism, and it was because I could write. I remember trying to find something that my dad would approve of to major in. And, and I remember the first thing he went was, well, you better make sure you have a voice for that. So anyway, it took me down a different road. And so it was 1993, June 15th, 1994, actually, when I started to write full time. And so that was mainly because my husband, had heard me say how much I wanted to write, which a lot of people do. A lot of people talk about how they're going to write a book one day. And it was sort of shut up, and do it. Mm-hmm. And so he said, look, let's buy a one-income home, and you can have a year to write and not have to go get a job. And I didn't sell a book during that time, but I did have some essays accepted. I didn't get paid for them. I got copies, but it felt like being paid, and it felt some validation. Then shortly after that, I took a writing workshop at a university, an intense writing workshop for credit, and a first short story came out of that in a literary magazine, or was accepted. And so that was, to me, that was real validation, more so than even the book, because I love short stories. By then I'd fallen in love with them. And so anyway, that led me to writing My Louisiana Sky, and it was a story that was, started with a little moment when I was in fourth grade, and lady walking on the street that my mother told me was very childlike and would always be that way, and her husband was too, and that they had children. And that was a moment that stayed with me, and, I tell kids this all the time, that look at your own life, because that's where the stories are. It doesn't mean it was a true story. It wasn't, but it certainly started with truth. And that was the moment. It was in fourth grade. So I guess I make a living off of my childhood.
Well, that's not a bad way to live your life. And it's amazing, through the years, we've had a number of producers of programs here. And invariably, if they're from Louisiana, they say that they had My Louisiana Sky as part of their instruction through the years in public schools in our state. So you have left quite a legacy. Yeah. And
also it means I'm getting older. But when you're hiring people that had to read it.
But right after that, two books later came the book When Zachary Beaver came to town, and that one exceeded all expectations. I'm sure you were floored when you won the National Book Award.
I was. I did not think I was going to win. I was everybody says things like this, oh, to be nominated, is, enough. But it really was. And I read the other books that were nominated or that were on that short list, and I knew I wasn't going to get it. And I remember the day in New York, I was there for the the week of festivities that led up to the award ceremony. And, you know, when I was in my editor's office, I said, she goes, did you write a speech? And I said, no, because I don't think I'm going to win. And she said, I don't think you are either, but isn't this wonderful that you got this far? And, you know, because we both had read the other books, and there were some, you know, and other people on there that have, you know, done very well in their careers before then and since. And so we really, and their works were wonderful, but I kind of came out of nowhere. So I was totally surprised when it happened. And, you know, it's still a moment I treasure.
And you received the award from a great literary light. Who presented it?
Oh, Steve Martin. Yeah, that's right. He's written, too.
Yeah, he has. He is. Very smart yeah. guy. Most comics yeah. are pretty smart people.
Yes, he is. He's really clever. And, he made a joke of my, I said, well, because I did, my agent said, you need to write a speech. And so I, at the last minute, wrote one. And she, when I got up there, I said, I'm going to have to read my speech. I didn't think I was going to win, but, you know, I'm going to read my speech or something like that. And he just said, you didn't think you were going to win, but you wrote a speech.
I remember him saying that he thought he was showing up to MC an event for the National Basketball Association because he was going to the NBA, and it was the National Book Award.
I remember that, too. Yeah, that was funny.
Well, the latest work from Kimberly Willis Holt, the pride of Forest Hill, Louisiana, is The Lost Boy's Gift. Certainly a compelling story, and even though you write for younger people, you certainly write about adult topics.
I do, because I think kids, they go through the same things that adults do a lot of times. They just do it from their own experience, through their own, you know, see it through their own eyes. So this book is one of those things. It was, you know, it became a book about a divorce. And, you know, what do kids, how do they handle that? It's a hard thing for everybody involved. And children, sometimes their lives are turned or changed because they have to change their environment, make new friends. They don't get to see one of their parents every single day like they, you know, did before the divorce. And so it's funny, Jim, because it wasn't even going to be about that. And that's kind of how my stories sometimes are. But this one in particular, it's because I have a wonderful editor, that when I was writing little snippets of this story, and it really started with a spider walking into a house, my house, when I opened the back door on a rainy day, and it just cracked me up because he marched in like he owned the place. I was like, what are you doing in here? And the next day I started writing about a spider who shows up at a lady's house for tea. And so I had all these little snippets, and they were really about Tilda Butter, who is the main adult in the book. And I was just writing these little snippets. I had no idea what they were for. I just was really entertaining myself. And so when I was under contract to do another book, my editor, when the first book on that contract was through, she said, now, where are you with the other book? And I said, I haven't started it yet. Oh, and I said, well, I'm writing these little ditties. I don't know what they are. You know, I said, I told her a little bit about it. And she said, well, send it to me. And I knew she wasn't going to want it. It's about, you know, a middle-aged woman. There's a little boy in it on one of the little stories. And she said, okay, now, she said, Kimberly, this can be your next book. And I went, it can? And she said, yeah. She said, now tell me about the boy. And I said, oh, he's just going to be in one of the stories. And she went, really? And she said, you might want to think about that. And she said, how about he and his mom are divorced. I mean, his mother's divorced. And I said, yes, but I'm not even going to mention that. That's just, they're going to be a family that move in next door. Really? I might want to think about that. Divorce is such a big thing for so many people, so many kids these days. Well, she's so smart. You know, she didn't have to say, this book has to be about divorce. She said, think about it. And, you know, we've been working together now for 24 years. And so she's so smart. It's really like a marriage. And so I knew when she wants me to think about something, I do. And I started to realize that this story belonged to Daniel. more than it did Tilda. And it was also his story about what it's like for a kid to go through a divorce.
Well, it's 9-year-old Daniel moving across the country with his mom after a divorce. That's the setup for The Lost Boy's Gift, and some great names in the book. Tilda Butter.
Butter is my grandmother's maiden name, and I'm related to a lot of butter, so I sure as heck hope they like this story.
Yeah, well, that's a great name, and the name of the street is While Away Lane. While, yeah. As in W-H-I-L-E, Away Lane. So
that came from a street in Amarillo, actually, and that was near a cul-de-sac called Nevermind. Nevermind Court,
well,
or something like
we've
that.
We've got some unusual streets here in Baton Rouge. One's named Plum Broke.
So, oh.
So it's a very good read from master storyteller Kimberly Willis Holt, National Book Award winner, and one who knows Baton Rouge quite well. Certainly Coffee Call, and that's been mentioned in previous works by Kimberly. And congratulations on The Lost Boy's Gift.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks.
Good to visit with you. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, for Matt Doyle. I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.